Hi, I'm Henry Ryan, and with me is Steve Elzinga. You know, we've been doing this for 30 years, working together in ministry.
But Henry, we've never taken on a topic this risky.
I guess we usually go for the gospel things, the specific training people for
ministry people,
and so forth.
But this we're taking on in this little mini course the most controversial.
Hot
topics of our day. And why are we going to risk everything on this?
Well, first of all, because of you are facing these things every day. They're in the news media every day. You and your families are dealing with some of these issues in your churches, in your ministries.
And the gospel does not shrink back from the agenda of the culture.
Yeah,
it is relevant. And sometimes we have to go into scary places and say things. Now, we're calling this critical grace theory, and one of the things we're going to ask you is to have some grace as we talk about this. We might not use the exact word that you would prefer, or, you know, we are giving our best shot at giving the gospel slant on these critical issues of today.
Right. So we see just these words, critical. We see the word theory. And in our society, that's what's really happening. Different theories are being made of pretty much about everything.
So what is this mini course about? It's about critical theory.
Okay.
Seven current hot culturally divisive topics.
Okay.
And we're going to look at why have these topics become so prominent in our society. We're going to look at how does grace change everything. So critical theory.
Well, critical theory is kind of an intellectual buzzword for the study of, in social sciences, it refers to the study of deconstruction. Is a word, they're deconstructing certain things to construct other things.
Right. Taking apart.
Yeah.
That's sort of the critical part, but also the kind of the scientific look at something.
Yes,
right?
yes.
And theory.
Well, theory really is another word for philosophy.
Correct.
We have a philosophy program here. There's a philosophy classes you can take here, but philosophy is theory making.
Okay.
So it really is heavy duty stuff. But it's very practical as well.
So our culture has grabbed onto these two words, and then they put topics in there like critical race theory.
Yes.
Or critical gender theory.
Right.
Or critical whatever.
Equality theory.
Yeah. So we're going to look at all these things, and we're going to see what the culture is really saying about these things, and we're going to look at some of the good and bad of that. But then sort of as an answer to it all, we're going to talk about critical grace theory that changes the perspective on all of these.
You know, one of the things we've talked about as we were preparing this class is we see that tend toward taking God out of everything.
Right.
And I think that's going to be an interesting inquiry as we see how each of these theories try to create a world without God.
Right. And so obviously if you put God in that world, it makes all the difference.
So what are the topics?
So here are the topics that we're going to look at. Number one, race. Number two, gender. Number three, pleasure. That's interesting.
What, critical pleasure theory?
Yeah.
Okay. That'll be interesting.
Number four, equality. Number five, evolution. Number six, blame. And number seven, conflict.
So as we look at these topics, what do you expect out of this short mini course?
I think we're all dealing with this.
Yeah.
We're all dealing with it one way or another, and we're right now in a culture that can't talk about these things.
Right, the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Talking about one of these things, you can get canceled.
Yes, right. You can get fired. You can have someone never talk to you again. We have people that are in the same family that now cannot talk about many topics.
Right.
I'm hoping that when you're finished with this little mini course, that you actually have some tools with which you can have a decent conversation with somebody and actually maybe make some progress.
My expectation is that we can do ministry even more effectively, that we can actually know the spirit of this age a little better, or the spirits of the age.
Yes.
but then see the power of God in His grace that changes our hearts and changes the hearts of those around us.
And to show how relevant the gospel is. It is relevant to all the subjects, all the issues of our today. You know, a lot of people think Christianity is old-fashioned, out of touch, and all those things, but no, it is as relevant as it can be.
I love that when the phone goes, but we're just going to go with that because that's how life is.
Yeah.
So welcome to this mini course, and may God bless you as we dive deep into the controversial subjects of our day.